Listening Library presents Tall Story by Candy Gourlay. Read for you by Ramon de Ocampo and Jane Entwistle.
Prologue. Andy. Rush hour. So many armpits, so little deodorant. The whole world is heading out to Heathrow to meet long-lost relatives. I am wedged between the tummies of the two fattest men in the world. Rank. Mum's practically vibrating, like she's overdosed on coffee, which she probably has. Dad's got his arm around her like a lock. She's fidgeting so hard and the train's so crowded. "It'll be ages yet, Marianne," he whispers into her ear. "I just want to make sure we're there when he comes out." "He's 16. He'll be fine." Dad kisses her forehead, which isn't a stretch because the crowd is pushing them so close together, his face is practically pasted to her head. "But William," Mum glares at his chin, "he's so tall." Why is Mum so psycho about Bernardo being tall? She's been going on about it since we found out he was coming to London. "Don't be surprised now, Andy. Your brother is tall. Tall, you hear me?" Does she think I need impressing? I mean, Mum isn't exactly God's gift to the human race in the height department. I'm the smallest in year 8, and I'm still taller than her. She's so short, she needs an ID to prove she's old enough to buy wine at the supermarket. "I don't understand," she always argues at the Tesco Express. "Where I come from, there's never any problem." Well, London isn't the Philippines.